i nakon otprilike 10 minuta što sam ih pokušavala navući, I waddle into the other room. Jednostavno sam odskakutala do iduće sobe.
And I turned to Scott and I say, hey, does this make my butt look big?
Scott je bio tamo i ja sam pitala, Scott, da li u ovim trapericama moja guza izgleda veliko?
Now, if you could have seen his face, he looked like a deer caught in headlights.
I da ste vi u tom trenutku mogli vidjeti njegovo lice, on je izgledao poput ošamućene crne koja bulji u farove automobila.
And he didn't answer for a good 30 seconds.
I dobrih 30 sekundi mi ništa nije odgovorio.
And I could see what's going on ahead. If I say yes, this is going to happen. If I say no, this is going to happen.
I kao da sam mogla vidjeti što se događa u njegovoj glavi. On je razmišljao, ako kažem da, onda će se dogoditi sljedeće. Ako kažem ne, onda će se ovo dogoditi.
Finally he said, what do you think?
I on je nešto rekao, što ti misliš?
Well, I was already mad by then that he didn't give me the right answer.
Ali u tom trenutku ja sam već tad bila ljuta jer mi nije dao odgovor koji sam očekivala.
And so I had him trapped into a conflict.
I ja sam ga jednostavno uhvatila u zamku sukoba.
I think we need to be real careful about not trying to trap our husbands.
I zato mislim da mi žene moramo biti jako pažljive da ih ne hvatamo u tu zamku.
And there's moments when a conflict arises.
Postoje trenuci kada do sukoba jednostavno dođe.
I know for me, I need to think about what's going on with my emotions.
Znam da ja često puta moram razmisliti što se to događa s mojim emocijama.
If I say everything that I'm thinking, our fight's going to be really big.
Ako ja Scottu kažem sve što zaista mislim, onda ćemo stvarno imati jednu veliku svađu.
And sometimes when I feel the frustration and the anger in me, we need a time out, we need a break so that I can think.
I kada osjećam jako puno frustracije i ljutnje u sebi, sada trebamo jednu pauzu, trebamo malo razmisliti odvojeno.
And if you feel that in you, where you feel like you're going to lose control, I encourage you to think about a few things.
I ako se vi tako osjećate, ako osjećate da gubite kontrolu nad sobom, onda bih vas ohrabrila da razmislite o nekoliko stvari.
Early on when we were married, I made a list, I wrote everything down.
Jako, na početku našeg braka ja sam zapisala neke stvari.
But I would ask myself the question, what am I feeling?
Postavila bih si pitanje kad sam ljuta, što ja osjećam?
Why am I feeling this way?
Zašto se osjećam tako?
Is this true?
Da li je to istinito što osjećam?
What do I need to do?
Što trebam napraviti?
And then what do I need to communicate?
I na posljedku, što trebam komunicirati?
Just because I'm feeling it doesn't necessarily mean I need to communicate it.
Samo zato što nešto osjećam, nužno i ne znači da to moram i komunicirati.
Because we made a commitment early on that what we communicate to one another needs to be true.
Jer smo još na početku našeg braka, ja i Scott napravili jedno obavez jedno prema drugom, da ono što govorimo jedno drugo mora biti istina.
After I figure out what's going on in my own mind, then I need to ask myself a few more questions.
Nakon što shvatim što se u mom umu događa, onda si moram postaviti još nekoliko pitanja.
I need to ask, what is my motivation here?
Moram se pitati, koja je moja motivacija?
Am I trying to manipulate or control him in some way?
Pokušavam li manipulirati ili kontrolirati svog supruga na neki način?
Or is my desire really to make this relationship better?
Ili je moja želja uistinu da naš odnos, naša veza bude još bolja?
I have to ask myself, what is my attitude right now? Am I coming across as powerful and I'm smart and you're stupid?
Moram postaviti pitanje sebi, kakav je moj stav? Da li njemu dolazim kao jedna jako energična, moćna i mislim ja sam jako pametna, a ti si glup?
Then I need to check the circumstances or ask myself what's going on around us right now.
Također moram razmisliti o tome kakve su naše okolnosti, što se događa trenutno u našim životima.
On Thursday after Scott exploded with the dog,
u četvrtak nakon što je Scott poludio na psa,
was not the best time to bring up conflicts that we were having.
Nije baš i bilo najbolje vrijeme da ja iznesem na vidjelo sukob koji imamo.
We need to ask ourselves, what else is going on in his life? What's happening here?
Moramo se postaviti pitanje, što se događa u životu mog supruga sada?
We learned early in marriage that never bring up a conflict when we're hungry.
Također, jako rano u našem braku smo naučili da ne smimo raspravljati o sukobu ako smo gladni.
When I'm hungry, everything is bad.
Kada sam ja gladna, sve je loše.
After chocolate, looking pretty good.
Nakon što pojedem čokoladu, onda se prilično dobro osjećam.
For some people going to bed and talking very late at night is not the best time to talk.
Za neke ljude, kada idu na večer kasno u krevet, to baš nije baš najbolje vrijeme da rješavaju sukob.
Starting a conflict in front of other people is usually not a good idea.
Obično, sukobljavanje pred drugim ljudima nije baš dobra ideja.
And then I need to ask myself, am I willing to accept confrontation from him if he has something to say to me?
I također ja si moram postaviti pitanje, jesam li spremna suočiti se s kritikom koju možda suprug želi meni reći?
It's also important if you are going to come together in a conflict and use it to drive you together instead of apart.
Također je važno ako ako sukob želite iskoristiti da se približite jedno drugom umjesto da vas to razdvoji.
That you follow a few simple rules of fighting fair.
Tada morate slijediti nekoliko jednostavnih pravila fair borbe.
The first is this.
Prvo pravilo je ovo.
Fight about one issue at a time, not a many issues.
Raspravljajte o samo jednom problemu, a ne o nekoliko.
Instead of fighting about how you're going to spend money, where you're going to spend the holidays, and your in-laws.
Umjesto da se svađate u vezi toga kako ćete potrošiti novac, gdje ćete ga potrošiti i u vezi vaše rodbine.
Just pick one issue at a time to talk about.
Istovremeno odaberite samo jedan sukob.
And sometimes Jane and I have to list all the things that we're going to fight about.
I ponekad Jane i ja moramo napraviti popis stvari koje moramo raspraviti.
And say, okay, right now we're going to fight about this one.
I onda kažemo, dobro, sad ćemo se malo raspravljati u vezi samo ovog.
And so don't bring this one up until we're done with this one, okay?
Zbog toga nemoj iznositi ovaj drugi problem na vidjelo dok nismo riješili prvi.
And that rule really helps to focus your attention on what is important at that moment.
I to vam pravilo stvarno pomaže da se usredotočite na ono što je uistinu u tom trenutku važno.
Secondly, you want to focus on the problem. What's really going on here as versus the person?
Druga stvar je da se želite usredotočiti na problem, odnosno na ono što se stvarno događa, a ne na osobu.
And you are such a late person.
Možete reći, pa ti non stop kasniš.
Can't you ever be on time?
Zar nikad ne možeš doći na vrijeme?
As versus saying, hey, your lateness here is driving other people crazy.
Umjesto da kažete, znaš šta, to što kasniš izluđuje druge ljude.
Let's talk about why lateness could be a problem.
Idemo razgovarati o tome zašto bi to što kasniš mogao biti problem.
Focus on the behavior of the person instead of judging their character.
Usredotočite se na ponašanje osobe, a ne na njihov karakter.
If there's a certain behavior that bothers you, talk about that. Don't presume to know why the person is expressing that certain behavior.
Ako se nešto događa, onda razgovarajte o tome zašto se to događa, nemojte govoriti o karakteru te osobe.
This would happen when Scott would be at work and he'd be late coming home and he wouldn't call.
Sljedeće bi se događalo kad bi Scott dugo radio i kasno bi dolazio s posla, u međuvremenu me ne bi nazvao.
Just so you men know, we women start thinking about all the reasons why you maybe don't want to come home.
Tek toliko vi muževi da znate, mi žene počnemo razmišljati o svim razlozima zašto ne želite doći doma.
What I do?
Što sam ja napravila?
I wonder if he's mad at me.
Pitam se je li ljut na mene.
I ought to be mad at him for what he did this morning.
Pa ja, mogla bih i ja biti na njega ljuta zbog onog što mi je napravio jutro.
And look around this house, all this stuff is his mess.
I pogledaj malo po našoj kući, pa sav ovaj nered, to su sve njegove stvari.
And we take one idea and if I don't hear from him, then I'm assuming that his reason for being late is all about me.
I ako me Scott ne nazove, ja jednostavno počnem razmišljati da sam ja razlog zbog kojeg on ne dolazi doma.
And I make a judgment of his character rather than just talking about the behavior of not calling.
I ja počnem suditi njegov karakter umjesto da razgovaram o njegovom ponašanju zašto me nije nazvao.
The next thing is be specific instead of generalizing.
Sljedeća stvar je budite specifični umjesto da generalizirate stvar.
Instead of saying you are always late.
Umjesto da kažete ti uvijek kasniš.
Let's talk about this morning when you were late. It caused me to be late for work.
Znači umjesto da kažete ti uvijek kasniš, recite ovo jutro kada si kasnio ili kasnila, zbog toga sam zakasnio na posao.
And it was an uncomfortable situation at work when I walked into the meeting 5 minutes late and my boss just stared at me.
I bilo mi je jako neugodno kada sam došao na posao, ušao sam na sastanak i moj šef je buljio u mene.
You might be getting the feeling that lateness is a problem in our marriage.
Sigurno sad dobivate dojam da u našem braku kašnjenje je jedan problem.
I'm doing better.
Ja se stvarno trudim.
And then express your feelings versus judging the character of the other person.
Zatim izražavajte svoje osjećaje umjesto da sudite o karakteru druge osobe.
You can express how you felt when they were late.
Možete izraziti kako ste se osjećali kad je osoba kasnila.
Without judging the kind of person that they are.
Umjesto da sudite o tome kakva je osoba.
And then lastly, make I statements instead of you statements.
I na posljedku koristite rečenice koje počinju sa ja, a ne ti.
You can say, I feel like you're not showing me respect.
Možete reći, ja se osjećam kao da mi ne pokazuješ poštovanje.
Instead of saying, you are an awful person for being late all the time.
Umjesto da kažete, ti si užasna osoba zbog toga jer non-stop kasniš.
And then the last two, I think, listed up there. Focus your attention on what's really going on, the facts, and not just your emotion of it.
I na posljedku usredotočite se na činjenice, na ono što se stvarno događa.
And remember that our goal is this, is unity.
I zapamtite da je vaš cilj postići jedinstvo.
And if one of you wins and one of you loses,
i ako u stvari jedno od vas pobjedi, a jedno izgubi,
I have bad news for you.
Onda za vas imam loše vijesti.
You both lose.
Oboje ste izgubili.
When one person in a unity relationship loses, you both lose.
Kada u odnosu jedinstva jedna osoba gubi, onda oboje gubite.
We're going to watch the next scene from our film clip now. What did you see in that clip?
Što ste vidjeli u ovoj snimci?
How did they do in following those rules of fighting fair?
Koliko su dobri u slijeđenju pravila fair borbe?
They were off of it from the very beginning.
Oni uopće od samog početka nisu slijedili ta pravila.
And you know, it did not lead them to this type of relationship.
I vidite, to ih nije vodilo ka jedinstvu.
It led them here.
Nego ih je vodilo na različite strane.
One reason is because they had so much anger built up in them over years.
Jedan od razloga tome zbog toga što se u njima naslagalo toliko bijesa s godinama.
They had never learned how to resolve conflict.
Da nikada nisu naučili kako rješavati sukob.
And they had never learned how to forgive one another for the hurt that they had inflicted on one another.
I nikada nisu naučili jedno drugom oprostiti zbog boli koju su si nanijeli.
And so in part of resolving conflict in a good way.
Tako da jedan od ključnih dijelova rješavanja sukoba na dobar način.
We want to talk about how do we forgive one another.
Želimo govoriti o tome kako oprostiti jedno drugomu.
And the offender needs to go to the other person and seek forgiveness.
Osoba koja je uvrijedila drugu osobu treba otići k njoj i zatražiti oprost.
This is when you're going down that spiral and you recognize, oh, I'm wrong.
To je jedan od onih trenutaka kada shvatite da idete silaznom putanjom i stanete i promislite, pa ja sam stvarno u krivu.
And at that point you make a decision, do I continue in this until we hit bottom?
I u tom trenutku trebate donijeti odluku, da li ću nastaviti tom silaznom putanjom dok ne dosegnem dno?
Or do we turn and deal with it right now?
Ili ću se okrenuti od toga i pozabaviti se našim sukobom.
The first step is to be willing to say I was wrong.
Prvi korak je da ste voljni i spremni priznati da ste u krivu.
And it's really not that hard, although it seems like it is.
I to u istinu nije toliko teško kao što se čini.
Because all you have to say was, I was wrong.
Jer sve što trebate reći je, ja sam bio u krivu.
And then to be willing to say, I'm sorry for what I did to you.
Sljedeće što trebate napraviti je reći žao mi je zbog toga što sam napravio.
I'm sorry for being late and causing the meeting to start late.
Žao mi je što sam kasnio i što je zbog toga sastanak kasnio.
I'm sorry for yelling at you earlier.
Žao mi je što sam na tebe vikao.
And that hurt you.
I što te je to povrijedilo.
And then be willing to say the words, will you forgive me?
Zatim trebamo reći supružniku, hoćeš li mi oprostiti?
And then the offended person needs to grant forgiveness.
osoba koju smo uvrijedili ili povrijedili sada treba dati oproštenje.
About 2 years ago we were doing a conference like this.
Prije otprilike 2 godine imali smo jedan seminar koji je sličan ovomu.
Except that we were doing 4 or 5 talks all in one day.
Mi smo seminar su bili malo drugačiji u tome što smo u jednom danu imali 4 ili 5 govora.
So at breakfast Scott and I were busy trying to get to the meeting on time.
I za vrijeme doručka ja i Scott smo bili jako užurbani jer smo pokušavali stići na seminar na vrijeme.
And I was standing at the oven cooking eggs.
I dok sam pripremala doručak, spremala sam jaja.
When Scott came over and looked at the eggs and looked at me and said, "What did you do to the eggs?"
Scott je ušao u kuhinju, pogledao me što radim s jajima i rekao, "Što radiš tim jajima?"
I know it's hard for you to believe that I would say something like that.
I znam da vam je teško povjerovati da sam tako nešto rekao.
But this is the true story.
Ali ovo je istinita priča.
I didn't do anything to the eggs. I just put the salt and pepper in it.
I ja sam rekla, pa ne radim ništa s jajima. Radim uobičajeno. Stavljam sol i papar.
It smells weird.
On je rekao, čudno mirišu.
You make eggs like your mother.
Ti praviš jaja baš kao tvoja mama.
I thought that was a particularly good point.
I u tom trenutku sam mislila da je to jedna jako pametna stvar za reći.
So I just took that pan and I threw it across the oven.
I ja sam uzela tavu koju sam pripremala jaja i jednostavno sam je bacila preko štednjaka.
It missed me by that much.
I za ovoliko me promašila.
You don't like my eggs, you make your own eggs.
I rekla sam mu, ne sviđaju ti se moja jaja, napravi si onda sam.
And I turned around and marched out of the kitchen.
I okrenula sam se i odmarširala iz kuhinje.
And 10 minutes later we got into the car to go teach a seminar on marriage.
I za 10 minuta bili smo u autu i na putu da podučavamo na seminaru o braku.
About 10 minutes into the car ride to the prostoria, Scott said, "So?"
10 minuta prije nego što smo došli u prostoriju koji se održavao seminar, Scott mi je rekao, onda,
"Are you gonna talk to me?"
Hoćeš li razgovarati sa mnom?
Not yet.
On sam rekla, ne još.
And so that began, it's hilarious to us that our largest fight in 3 years has been over stupid eggs.
I nama je smiješno nevjerojatno da je najmaća svađa koju smo imali u posljednje 3 godine bila oko glupih jaja.
And he said, "So, I'm really sorry I said that about your eggs."
I on je rekao, "Pa znaš, meni jako žao što sam ono rekao za jaja koja si pripremala."
And I said, "What about my mother?"
A ja sam rekla, "A što je s mojom mamom?"
So, "Yeah, okay, I'm sorry for that too."
I on je rekao, "Da, žao mi je zbog toga."
He said, "Do you forgive me?"
I on mi je rekao, "Da li mi opraštaš?"
I said, "Yes."
Rekla sam, "Da."
He said, "Do you mean it?"
A Scott me upitao, "Da li to stvarno misliš?"
I said, "Not yet, but I choose to work at it."
A ja sam rekla, "Pa ne još, ali donosim odluku da ću na tome poraditi."
I was still pretty hot about that mother thing.
Još uvijek sam bila lagano ljuta zbog toga što je spominjao moju majku.
And I said, "Right now, I choose to forgive you. Later, I'll try to feel it."
A ja sam mu rekla, "Sada sam odlučila ti oprostiti, a poslije ću se tako i osjećati."
And somewhere in the third talk of the day about marriage and unity, my heart began to change.
I tog dana, negdje otprilike na trećem govoru o braku i o jedinstvu u braku, moji su se osjećali, počeli mijenjati.
You see, I needed to be willing to grant forgiveness.
Vidite, ja sam trebala biti spremna oprostiti mu.
But forgiveness is not just repressing or denying it.
Kod oproštenja se ne radi o tome da to jednostavno niječete ili potiskujete.
After we had that argument and we were in the car and Scott said, "Will you forgive me?"
Nakon svađe, kada smo se vozili u autu, kada me on pitao, "Možeš li mi oprostiti?"
It would have been wrong for me to say, "Oh, it was nothing."
Bilo bi pogrešno da mu kažem, "Ma, nije to ništa."
Because it really was something.
Zbog toga je stvarno bilo nešto.
And I needed to be willing to forgive it.
I ja sam trebala biti spremna oprostiti mu.
Our forgiveness needs to not be conditional.
Naše oproštenje ne smije biti uvjetovano nečim.
This is like when my 2 older sons have an argument.
To je kao kad se moja 2 najstarija sina svađaju.
And I heard this one day, the 8-year-old punched the 10-year-old.
I ovo sam čula jedan dan, naime 8-godišnjak je udario 10-godišnjaka.
And a few minutes later he goes, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
I kad je to napravio, rekao, "Ojo, oprosti, oprosti, oprosti."
And the 10-year-old looked at him and he said, "I'll forgive you."
A 10-godišnji moj sin mu je rekao, "Oprostit ću ti."
"But if you do it again, I'm going to hit you 3 times harder."
Ali ako to ponovo učiniš, onda ću te udariti još 3 puta jače.
It was conditional forgiveness, and our forgiveness cannot be that way.
Takav je oprost bio uvjetovan i mi se tako ne smijemo ponašati.
Forgiveness is also not forgetting.
Oproštenje također ne znači da morate zaboraviti.
Because a lot of times in hurt there are certain situations arise.
Zbog toga jer često puta kada ste povrijeđeni dogodi se određena situacija.
Some big situation.
Neka jako bitna i značajna situacija.
And it would be crazy to think that we're just going to forget those happenings in our past.
I bilo bi suludo misliti da ćemo to jednostavno zaboraviti što se u prošlosti dogodilo.
But what it does, forgiveness, means that we're not going to hold on to that.
Ali oproštenje znači da se nećemo držati te situacije.
To use it against our partner in the future.
I iskoristiti je protiv našeg partnera u budućnosti.
Forgiveness is not impossible.
Oproštenje nije nemoguće.
Sometimes feels impossible.
Ponekad se mi osjećamo da jednostavno je nemoguće oprostiti.
But the reality is that it is not impossible.
Ali stvarnost je da oproštenje nije nemoguće.
I had a friend who was dealing with adultery in her marriage.
Imam prijateljicu koja jednostavno se pokušava boriti sa osjećajem povrijeđenosti zbog prevare u braku.
And she told me, said, I choose to forgive him.
I ona mi je rekla, odlučila sam mu oprostiti,
but every time an emotion or a memory comes up in my mind, I have to choose to forgive him all over again.
I rekla, ali svaki put kad u mom umu izroni jedna slika ili se prisjetim toga, ja svaki put iznova moram odlučiti oprostiti mu.
My friend was dealing with very deep pain in her heart.
Moja prijateljica se nosi s jednom jako dubokom boli.
But she was choosing to take one step towards her mate and forgiving him.
Ali odlučila napraviti prvi korak prema svom supružniku i oprostiti mu.
And when the anger came up again, she had to choose to do it again and again until it went away.
I kad se njezina ljutnja ponovno pojavila, ona je morala odlučiti oprostiti mu iznova i iznova i iznova sve dok jednog dana to ne nestane.
Now let's take a look at what granting forgiveness is.
Sada pogledajmo malo što to znači opraštati.
It's an obedience to God's command that we forgive one another.
To je poslušnost Božjoj zapovjedi da opraštamo jedni drugima.
Because we have been forgiven by Him.
I to zbog toga što je nama Bog oprostio.
And in a few weeks we're going to celebrate one of the greatest holidays in the Christian world. That is Easter.
Za nekoliko tjedana slavit ćemo jedan od najvećih praznika kršćanstva, a to je Uskrs.
And that is when Jesus Christ rose from the grave to procure our forgiveness.
A taj praznik je dan kada je Isus ustao iz groba i potvrdio naše oproštenje.
And if the God of the universe did not find it too hard to forgive us.
Ako Bog cijelog svemira, ako mu nije bilo preteško oprostiti nama.
Me particularly.
Pogotovo meni.
How can I hold something small that Jane does against me forever?
Kako onda mogu ja držati pravo da ne oprostim Jane za neku malu sitnicu za uvijek?
It's also an act of letting go of my resentment and my right to get even with my mate.
To je također jedan od trenutaka kada se ja odrišem prava da imam nešto protiv svog supružnika.
Our forgiveness needs to be given through our words and through our behavior.
Oproštenje trebamo davati i našim riječima i ponašanjem.
Just to start acting nicer and nicer towards one another over time does not communicate forgiveness.
Ponašati se sve ljubaznije i ljepše jedno prema drugom tijekom vremena ne znači da smo se oprostili.
And it's also a choice to set your mate free from a debt.
Također, to je opraštanje je odluka koja donosi da oslobodite supružnika duga.
Thank you.
But I heard someone had very interesting insight into this particular idea.
Ali netko mi jednom rekao jednu jako interesantnu stvar o ovoj ideji.
And they had held a hurt that had been done to them when they were little for a long time.
Ako su zadržavali ljutnju, odnosno ta osjećaj povrijeđenosti koji im je netko nanio kada su bili jako mali.
And when they came to the point where they could finally say honestly, yes, I forgive the other person.
I kada su došli do trenutka kada su stvarno mogli reći da ja opraštam toj osobi.
They suddenly realized that they had set a prisoner free.
Otkrili su da je to kao da su pustili zatvorenika na slobodu.
But the realization was that the prisoner was not the other person.
No međutim ono što su shvatili da zatvorenik nije bila druga osoba.
The prisoner was themselves.
Nego su oni sami bili zatvorenici.
Because when they had held that hurt within them for that many years,
jer zadržavajući tu bol u sebi kroz toliko mnogo godina,
that hurt had held them captive.
Ta ih je bol držala zarobljenima.
And when they set the other person free by forgiving them,
i kada su oslobodili drugu osobu opraštajući joj,
they were set free from the hurt.
Oni sami su bili oslobođeni boli.
Do you remember this last argument on the video?
Sjećate li se ove zadnje svađe koju smo pogledali na filmu?
She never let go of her hurt.
Ona nikad nije oslobodila svoju bol.
And so anytime the emotion or the conflict came up, she threw it back out, and threw it back out, threw it back out.
I stoga je svaki put kada bi došla do sukoba, ona bi mu to bacila u lice.
And we've got to choose to let go of it and let it go.
I mi trebamo donijeti odluku jednostavno osloboditi se te boli i pustiti je.
What I usually say is I love you and I'm glad that we're in this thing together.
Ono što ja obično kažem je volim te i drago mi je da smo u ovome zajedno.
It's a commitment that I'm sticking with this and I'm glad you're with me.
To je predanje prema drugoj osobi kada joj kažete mi smo u ovome zajedno i meni je drago da si to ti.
And I know it's very natural for us sometimes when someone comes to seek forgiveness to be cold towards them.
I znam da nam jako prirodno dolazi da kada nas netko dolazi tražiti oproštenje da budemo jako hladni.
I'll think that.
I kažemo razmislit ću o tome.
But all that does is keep the wall and never allows you to break it down.
Ali ono što se pritom događa je da samo gradimo taj zid i nikad da ga ne rušimo.
Forgiveness is the process by which we start taking bricks off that wall.
Oproštenje je jedan proces kojim zida koji razdvaja dvoje ljudi jednostavno skidamo cigle.
And instead of the isolation, we build trust.
I umjesto izolacije izgrađujemo povjerenje.
And dependence on one another.
I ovisnost jedno o drugome.
And while forgiveness begins the process,
oproštenje započinje taj proces,
consistent communication will carry that process on through life.
A dosljedna i uporna međusobna komunikacija taj proces gradi kroz cijeli život.
And we have talked tonight a lot about the steps towards rebuilding your relationship when conflict happens.
Večeras smo govorili jako puno o tome kako ponovno izgraditi odnos nakon sukoba.
And how we can turn towards one another and build a unified relationship in our marriage.
I kako se možemo okrenuti jedno drugome i izgrađivati jedinstvo u braku?
Instead of turning our backs on one another and walking away.
Umjesto da se okrenemo leđa i pođemo svojim putem.
And that is a choice.
A to je stvar odluke.
And in a few weeks we're going to continue the series of seminars.
Za nekoliko tjedana nastavit ćemo našu seriju seminara.
Where you will hear a lot of practical ideas of how to better your communication in marriage. Because you will get the most out of a seminar like this when you apply it to your life directly.
Jer najviše ćete dobiti iz jednog ovakvog seminara ako ga primijenite na svoj život.
And again, we just want to say, if you and your mate in a conflict are in it to win or lose, you are both going to lose.
I na posljedku, ono što još jednom želimo ponoviti, ako ste vi supružnik u sukobu i ako ga rješavate na način da netko mora pobijediti, a netko izgubiti, onda oboje gubite.
Because you're losing that unity in your relationship.
I to je zbog toga što onda gubite jedinstvo u svojom odnosu.
And we want you to win.
A mi želimo da pobijedite.
Because there's hope for every couple.
Zato jer za svaki par postoji nada.
Thank you for your pajna tonight.
Hvala vam na vašoj pažnji večeras.